There are some signs that the fashion catwalk may be becoming more racially diverse. Blonde, brunette or redhead, the world of modelling's long been dominated by young white women. One former Aboriginal model says she regularly faced racism in the industry. Bridget Brennan reports.
Top Australian designers are showing their new collections at Australian Fashion Week today in Sydney. While designers have to be prepared to change their styles every season, critics say the industry itself has been slow to embrace the changing face of Australia, particularly multiculturalism. Paul Thomas oversees bookings at the modelling agency Chic.
Over the last, say, 5 years, I think there's been a large shift in the change of advertising with fashion in the Australian environment. I think that a lot of people now are taking on board the multicultural society that we live in and kind of reflecting that straight back out.
Aboriginal woman Samantha Harris is one of Australia's top models, and she says she's only just beginning to see a more diverse range of models hired by designers.
I know a lot of the models that are walking in the shows, and, you know, there's so many, you know, mixed races in the runway shows, but also with, you know, fashion shows and the photo shoots, it also comes down to what the designer wants.
While Samantha Harris has been a standout on runways overseas, there are very few Aboriginal models like her.
Indigenous Fashion Week happened last year. I saw so many, you know, beautiful Aboriginal girls. I don't understand why there aren't, you know, more young girls on the catwalk.
Former Indigenous model Kira Lee Dargan has started her own Aboriginal modelling agency. She wants more Aboriginal women to be hired by designers and advertisers.
Most of the major campaigns that you see here push the same look. And, you know, while we all love seeing a beautiful blonde-haired, blue-eyed beach babe, there are different aspects, and our community itself is, our nation is made up of different cultures and is very versatile. So I think that that's an outlook that people need to really start to take notice of.
Kira Lee Dargan says as an aspiring model, she faced racism from some agents and designers.
For me, it was a case of not being black enough, whereas in other cases, I've been too black for certain people. So, you know, there's different levels of racism within the industry.
For decades, fashion writer Patty Huntington has seen evidence of what she calls a blondocracy at fashion weeks in Australia. She believes it's starting to change, albeit at a slow pace.
In mainstream advertising, it's that kind of blue-eyed blonde beach babe, which really goes back to the 70s, I think. The agents report that, you know, the clients are, you know, starting to ask them to send more black girls, more Asian girls. I think they realise, the clients are slowly realising that the Australian public is changing and doesn't necessarily want to see, you know, blue-eyed blondes everywhere.
Modelling agency Chic says its portfolio of multicultural models is slowly growing. Bookings manager Paul Thomas says designers make the final choice on who they hire.
It is quite a creative environment for the designers, and is it up to us to be telling a designer, you know, how many or what look their collection should be on or how it should be represented? I think it will take time, obviously, as these things do, but we are getting there.
Paul Thomas from the modelling agency Chic, ending Bridget Brennan's report.